back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And one other thing to Joe of Cedarburg, if you're still listening, I think you are, we have your number. You won the T-shirt. You are the third caller today. And so get on the line with Luke, and he will get you a T-shirt. Okay, I'm going to finish up on a topic that had gone through several calls, and that is the joint statement of the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell and the Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen for more stimulus. It's not only support for Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package and $3 trillion infrastructure package, but it reflects a very real reality. And that is the economy is in precarious shape, even though the stock market is doing well. Yes, there are fewer unemployed people now than there were, but there's still too many of them. Too many of them are working for very low wages or underemployed, part-time, or in a gig economy. To jumpstart this economy again and get it back to full roar, it is going to require that kind of stimulus and more. And there's a great book I read about the economics of the 1930s. And the mistake that the entire West made right up to the Depression was thinking that government spending was bad and that somehow it had to be reined in. A guy named John Maynard Keynes came along, a British guy, an economist, and he pointed out that if you stimulate an economy with government spending when times are really bad and put people to work, the resulting impact on the economy, not only is it not inflationary, but it's necessary to keep us out of depression. So that's why Powell and Yellen are doing this. They're doing it because without it, we will go into depression. Even with the stimulus we've done already, it's still precarious. And it's very good that they got behind this initiative. Another development in a trial in the United States this last week. There's a fellow that you've never heard of and I had never heard of before named Giovanni Fuentes Ramirez. Giovanni Fuentes Ramirez from Honduras. He's a drug cartel member. He was convicted, sentenced to life in prison. Normally I'd say, okay, well, justice was done. Get the guy off the street. But this trial had an implication. That implication was there was a lot of testimony in it that the guy who is really in league with the drug cartel in Honduras and has received many millions of dollars from him is the president of Honduras named Juan Orlando Hernandez. Previously, we had captured and we're going to try a guy named General Cienfuegos of Mexico, who is their defense minister, where we had hundreds of emails and tape-recorded conversations in which he was an agent of the Mexican cartel, one of the Mexican cartels, paid a lot of money. In El Chapo's trial a couple of years ago, there was testimony that a prior president of Mexico got $100 million from the cartel. And what they do is, we coordinate with Mexico what our drug activities, anti-drug activities are down there. Some of these guys just call up the cartel and tell them, and then they hide or clear out. And in some cases, some of our agents have been killed and tortured by the cartel. The reason I'm raising this is that if we let this continue, what signal do you think that sends when the leaders of your country are with the cartel on the honesty of the economy and the people below them? What you have is, in Honduras, you have people who are desperate because they have a crooked country. They have crooked leadership. And that bubbles down, and you have gangs going around extorting businesses, raping people, and doing whatever they want. That is not the fault of the United States. That is a function of their culture. But there's plenty of things that the United States can do. One of them is financial. Give them the resources, to the policing resources and the military resources to stop this gang activity. But as long as the president is a crook, as long as he is getting paid by the cartel, that's not going to be effective. And we can't continue to have people walking 1,000 miles from the Guatemala border to the Texas border trying to get in because they have a corrupt country. So right now there is cooperation between honest elements in Mexico and the United States about stopping the migrants down at the Guatemala border in southern Mexico. And also at the same time, an agreement among Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Mexico to put resources down there to build their economies and to keep people down there. But you're never going to keep people down there if your president's a crook. That to me is pretty elementary. I don't think that requires an awful lot of thought. You are not going to keep people in a country if the president is a crook. I think we have to arrest the guy. There has to be a regime change. I don't like regime change, but you can't continue to have thousands of people pouring in the United States just because the president is a crook. Going to the lines, Gary of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary?
Well, Noriega to Panama, didn't we go in there for the same reason, for drugs? Do I have the name right? Noriega, Panama?
Yeah, Noriega, head of Panama, was also a drug, basically with a cartel. We did arrest him, and we tried him, and we put him in prison. Absolutely right. That was happening in Panama. You're right. And we had an interest in the Panama Canal, of course. So, right.
So why not Honduras?
Yeah, right. Why not Honduras? The dicey thing is, why not Mexico? Problem with Mexico is a bigger country. It's adjacent to us. And Mexico said with General Cienfuegos, you return him to us and we'll try him, or we're going to out your agents to the cartels. Would have gotten them murdered. And they also passed a law anyway, Mexican legislature, that said that that American agents can't function anonymously in Mexico, and they have to tip off the government every time they're going to do something, which is like tipping off the cartels. That law is on the books right now. So what do you do? Trump and Barr knuckled under, and they sent Cienfuegos back to be tried in Mexico. And what they did is they held a ceremony honoring Cienfuegos, and he's still in the government. So you have crooked countries to our south, quite frankly. They're basically narco states. Not all of the Mexican leadership, the Navy, is honest. And there are others who are honest, and then they get killed, journalists get killed, and their relatives get killed. I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, other than you don't want to take a military action in Mexico and Honduras and El Salvador, round these people up, take them to Guantanamo, and like we did with Noriega, put them in prisons the rest of their life. But if the culture supports that, the next guy is going to be just as bad. I am putting this out not to give a solution off the top of my head. I'm giving it out to show you some facts of history. You decide. You decide how you'd handle it. I don't envy Biden having to make this decision. Do not envy Biden having to make this decision. But he's going to have to make this decision. You have crooked leadership to our south, resulting in mass migration into this country and an inexhaustible supply of drugs that's aided and abetted by governments, including presidents, including defense secretaries in some cases. And that's where we are. I think it's going to take strong leadership, force these people out, go after the cartels. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.